You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
Gene Johnson. AfterBuzz TV. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Heart of Dixie After Show.
We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Heart of Dixie After Show.
Last time, you guys, for this season. Welcome to our Heart of Dixie after show for the season finale, episode 22, called Second Chance, which we knew there had to be a lot of those thrown in. I'm one of your hosts, Whitney Lane.
I am your other host, Michelle Renee.
And we are going to dig right on in to the season finale that I actually really loved.
Yeah, it was, to me, a season finale that definitely could have been a series finale.
Like, it could have. They did well not knowing.
Yeah, I think they were preparing maybe for the end.
Mm-hmm. But I like that it's so true though. If the complete series had ended, it would have been fine for me. I don't feel like I would have been left hanging on the things that I cared most about.
Yeah.
But
definitely
would have
been hanging on some things.
On a couple things, but I'd be like, do we care that much? It's more about like, for me, all along, it's always been about Zoe Wade. That's the storyline. So they didn't leave me hanging too badly for that. But it also leaves it open because how many months go by? Lemon's on a cruise for a month. So things are going to happen. So when it comes back, it'll be interesting to see what's actually transitioned, who's with who, what's going on. Because there were some revelations tonight, you guys. Some ones that were unexpected.
And some ones that we totally called. We were on it with the predictions, I think.
Totally called some very unbelievable ones. Like, unbelievable.
Yeah.
And unexpected. So we're going to dive right in and talk about those. Let's talk about the one that we knew all along was going to happen. There was going to be a pregnancy.
Okay. Uh-huh. And
you happened. Called it. Yeah. And Tom and Wanda.
One criticism I do have of this episode, though, is I feel like it was too, like, rushed. And everything was just thrown in there. Like, Tom and Wanda's pregnancy was just kind of like a, we're pregnant. Okay, moving on. Like, mm-hmm. Check that off the list for the season. Check all the, you know. So I didn't like that because, obviously, we spent, like, two or three episodes dealing with them trying to get pregnant. And then
the revelation
that they actually are pregnant is literally gets like a minute, if that, of acknowledgement in the show.
Totally makes sense. But that has got to be hard on the writers if you think about it. Because it's like, what do the viewers want to know? That's something we wanted. We want Tom and Wanda to get pregnant and see the happily ever after. And had the show not come back, we'd be like, really? Wanda mm-hmm. didn't get pregnant? Like, poor thing. You know what I mean? So they have to throw those things in there, but it must be hard to try to, like, wrap up every relationship from every angle for the season and potential series. And now we're coming back, so we can kind of elongate those storylines again.
But what I feel like they always do is they always kind of, like, wrap it up. And then when the season comes back, they kind of open it up again and, like, have people break up and have
right. Because, like, last
kinda,
season...
I don't like that. Like, let's just keep it like in a continual movement of like maybe ending one day. I mean, the show is not going to last forever.
Right. But yeah, it will be interesting to see what happens in this month between all these relationships.
I think it'll be longer than a month. I think when they come back, sure. It'll be like
6 months. Six months, they do. Yeah, because last season opener, Zoe had Joel. And that was just disheartening for us all to watch. I mean, I wasn't happy about that after Wade had shared his love for her. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Then again, we don't know what could happen this time. But yeah, so I guess maybe when we come back, who knows? Wanda's going to be super pregnant or already have the baby.
I say super pregnant.
And the alpacas, mm-hmm. whatever those are. Yeah. Those are like llamas.
I don't know what they are. I know they're.
Tell us what an alpaca is, people.
There's actually a picture of one surfing.
What?
Online, yeah. Check it
out. That's cool. Mm-hmm. A surfing alpaca. Maybe that's what Tom Wanda are going to start. That'll be their new business.
I don't know. I can stand to have all that animal talk out of it.
I love him, though.
I do love him so much.
He's entertaining.
He is.
The difference with him is that he's goofy and it's believable and it's funny because you're like, oh, little Tom. Then when George plays the goofy dude, you're like, oh,
yeah,
you're not a goofy dude.
Because when we met him, he was...
You're like the guy, like the good dude. You know, the good guy. Like, he's always there for you. The loyal, good person who would do anything. And Tom's like the goofy dude.
Yeah.
So but it's
Tom's
weird to
always
see
been
it.
Goofy from the beginning of him being on the show, season one or yeah. two or whenever. He's been the goofy one. George like started off as like the serious one, and you know, in this serious relationship yeah. and like the town lawyer. And I mean, generally speaking, I think lawyers kind of have like a serious disposition. So it's like, it's so unbelievable. I agree.
It's
like
also
when
unbelievable
he starts
that,
to be goofy.
It's also unbelievable that any of these people work. Because like literally the obsession this episode with Don Todd, which we've seen the whole season, they're obsessed with Don Todd and his hitting his golf balls into like snakes' mouths or whatever it is. Like, and LaVon admits it. He's like, the whole town stops when you come on TV. It's like, does anyone do anything?
I don't think
not
so.
Much. Yeah. But LaVon and George have had their share of ups and downs and are now pretty solid friends.
They are.
Hanging out together, eating chips, ordering pizza.
Drinking
Don
beer.
Todd comes on the TV. He says, put those beers down. So they do it. And they go to Tampa to meet their idol.
They camp out because they think there's going to be so many people there.
Did you see how they were camped out? Like, one, they were wearing, like, whatever you wear to put over. And there was, like, a Starbucks Frappuccino. George's shoes perfectly laid right there beside him. And then, it's just so weird. Why, Don Todd? Why?
Why do they like Don
Todd? Is it just, like, an escape from reality? And it's like, this is just extreme. And look at what he's doing with his life. He's just going all over and shooting golf balls. Hitting golf balls, whatever you say. Obviously, I'm not a golf pro here.
I don't get it.
It's so
I don't
weird.
See the appeal.
Well, I'm glad we finally got to meet him. Because honestly, were we going to keep watching Don Todd on TV and have this obsession, never like have a storyline? But you know, mm-hmm. It makes sense. It all came to that.
It does, and he was used as like a catalyst to yeah. kind of bring some closure
to the
episode, but not really closure because. The main people he was talking to was George and LaVon, and then they went after the same girl. So I guess he didn't bring closure after all. But definitely made for an interesting ending to the
he was saying, you know, he's going to retire, and they're like, no, you have to see how much people love you. And Bluebell, he said, I sold 205 copies of my book. Wait, didn't you think, like, he's on TV, he's probably, like, somewhat?
But
they
no,
were the only
I think
two
he
that showed
on,
up.
Like, public access television.
Well, they're
in like
only
a small
two.
Market. It's so bad. So, like, I don't
well,
think.
Well, he was famous in a small town, as Miranda Lambert would sing. And they took him to Bluebell, and he got to see that fame come to life. And, I mean, you see Tom. He's falling all over himself. He can't handle it. And they go on a road trip to find his ex-wife, Don Todd's ex-wife, so he can say. And it was smart because it's so true. He's like, I've realized.
Is
I've
her name Donna Todd?
No. What was it? It was like
it was something else. Yeah,
yeah, something weird.
Yeah,
like Gertrude or something like that.
I just had to make that joke, but anyway.
That was funny. And his license plate said Don Todd, and I was trying to read it. I was like,
it said don't
Todd.
Don't
it said
Todd.
Don't Odd, and I'm like, oh, it's Don Todd. It took me a few times to be like, that makes sense. It's his name, and I was reading it. Don't Odd, you know, it's Don Todd. So, anyways, they go on this trip to where was it? Panama,
Pensacola, Florida.
See all these different places. But he finally gets to talk to his ex-wife, and he says, I realized I had a hole in my heart that I was trying to fill by hitting these golf balls. And he said it was worse than anything he's dealt with before. But finally, he can move on. So I guess we might as well, let's get to, like, we got to start with the weddings.
Okay.
And we lead up to the big reveals of who's with who, how it kind of ends up. First wedding, Meatball.
And Lillian.
Lillian Lonergan. Which I thought, man, they love each other. That's quick. Finally, you know, mm-hmm. Meatball's found somebody that matches them.
Believable that they're the type of people that would have like a shotgun wedding, like really quick and throw caution to the wind.
We got Wade as the best man. They're playing the electric guitar, and it's just a really like casual, weird wedding, mm-hmm. which is fitting for Meatball and whatever her name. I can't ever remember it.
Lillian.
Lonergan.
LL.
No,
L.
LA. LAL. Okay. Anyways, so obviously Meatball knows nothing about his soon to be wife, that she dated Wade. He didn't even know that. Dated George Tucker. So the wedding's called off.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of that Panic at the Disco song. I don't know if you are familiar with Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, which one? Sing it.
I chimed in with the haven't uh-huh. you people ever heard of?
Yeah, that's good.
At the beginning, when they're like, uh-huh. too bad. That's what it reminded me of.
That's good. I like it.
That didn't sound bad either. Was it the singing or did it?
But you know who was a guest at this wedding? No, we sang last week together.
We did. Oh, we
remember?
Did. Yeah, we were hymn or something. We were gonna do a duo. Okay.
But anyways, yeah, the extra guest at the wedding
is Joel,
who came back to town.
Well, we predicted that.
But in a different way. So let's talk about how that was revealed, because I was actually surprised. I mean, Lemon, I really love the relationship between Lemon and Zoe. I think it's finally getting to the point where it's like girl talk and we can be real with each other and tell the truth. But like, you know, she helped her step up. Those hiccups that you see all these girls catching on to, that it's because they're stressed and they have something they have to let off their chest. Something that's not right that they can't go through with. And Zoe's pretending that she doesn't love Wade and she doesn't want to, and that she wants him to go to Atlanta. It's all fine. But let's be honest. We've known all along. And we said it from the beginning with Joel. It's like, she's just doing that to like try not to like the guy that hurt her. That's what was so comfortable with them. And so easy, obviously, for them to still be friends. But it was weird, kind of, because she's like, fine, I love Wade. And he was like, I guess not. Or he said something like that. I'm like, he wasn't coming back to get with her. So was he like disappointed?
Why was he coming back? Why is he here?
Because his grandmother's marrying.
Oh, that's his grandmother?
Mm-hmm. Sylvie.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That makes more sense. I did forget about that whole thing. Okay. Yeah. But he was annoying me.
But wait, but that part, because when he literally was like, oh, guess not. Was he like, I don't understand why he would even say that. Why did he care? Because when they go out and they're sitting there like, I'm so glad we're friends. Are you still dating that comedy writer? Are you still like... It was so casual and comfortable. Yeah. Like, why did he say, I guess not then?
This, to me, was another example of them trying to wrap things up too quickly. We never saw them, like, even have a text conversation. Like, you know, I would have at least liked for her to have talked to LaVon or Lemon or Annabeth or someone. Like, yeah, I just got a text from Joel. He has a new girlfriend. You know, I'm kind of over it. Or something. Yeah. It was just like the last time we saw them, she was a little bit uneasy.
I guess it's about like the time has passed, you know?
But
I don't
at least
know.
Acknowledge it. Like,
it is interesting because we thought he's going to come back and there's going to be a decision that has to be made between him and Wade. Obviously, that didn't happen. He comes back and he's still going to London. He's just coming for his grandma's funeral. Oh my gosh, grandma's wedding. Grandma's wedding, second love, love of her life. But, anyways. It was just so comfortable and friendly. It was interesting. It was exactly what I've said from the beginning, though. They've never had that passionate chemistry. This is how their relationship should be. It should be friendly like this to me. And I like it because he also can be honest and be like, even though she doesn't want to hear it, because it's like, they dated, you know, they were intimate with each other. He's like, I just want to give you unsolicited advice. You should probably tell him what you think. And she needs to hear that. She's heard it from Lemon. She's hearing it from Joel. Those are two. I mean, at least Joel, she definitely trusts.
Yeah. And do you think Joel was saying that because he feels like there was points in time, there was like different times in their relationship when she didn't admit how she really felt?
I think he also thought all along she's probably had something for Wade.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Do you think he was trying to get at like for instance, you never said it before, but so just say it
I don't
now.
Know that he cares.
You don't think he cares?
No, anymore? I really don't. I think they're over and they're just good friends. They seem so calm. And Zoe, like, if it was Wade, she gets jealous over things like that. You know what I mean? Like, they just seem so, like, I can tell you what I really think, and I hope you're happy. And, I mean, the same with Wade. Obviously, Wade and Joel are friends. He's the one that called Joel and said, I'm moving. And he goes to him, and he's like, you sure you want to do this? Like, he's kind of like the mediator in between them, like helping them make decisions.
I don't like the way he kept popping up, like mysteriously, like
randomly,
some kind of like little like ghost or something. I don't know,
like at the Ram or
just like in the back, like Willy Wonka. That's what I'm thinking of. That guy,
Johnny
Slugsworth or whatever.
Oh,
the one that always pops up after they get the golden ticket and is like. Now, but this is what you have to do, and like whispers in the ear, like that's what he was giving me. Like, why are you here, dude? Like, nobody asked for your opinion. He was getting on my nerves personally.
Yeah, it didn't bother me because I was like, finally, this is a better role for me to see him in. Yeah. But I think it was also like they had to pick someone, and it's not going to be LaVon. He has a loyalty to Zoe, and him and Joel didn't get along at first. It had to be someone that like both Wade and Zoe really. Trust and have confided in before.
So you don't think it would have been LaVon?
No, not for the whole like Joel part. I don't know how to explain that. Like Joel being back? I don't know.
I just feel like Joel, and again, maybe this is because we haven't seen any like text messaging or any phone calls or any Skyping or whatever. I just feel like he's been out of the loop for so long. So for him to come back and think that he all of a sudden knows this situation, like, did he even know what was, I mean, I'm assuming maybe he knew what happened with Vivian, but like.
I would assume that they've talked because if Wade's called him, you know, I would just go with that assumption.
Yeah, but for me as a viewer, it's kind of like. Like you're all in the Kool-Aid. Do you know the flavor? Maybe you know the flavor, but like I would rather have seen someone that actually has been there through it all and seen it all and knows.
But I'm really glad it wasn't LaVon this time. I don't he's dealing with his own things. He doesn't always have to be the one that like Zoe's calling up like come. She's like come back. I need to talk to you. He's like be strong. Follow your heart, you know? It's always LaVon. So why if Joel's going to be there because his grandma's getting married, might as well play that role because I don't want to see him fighting for Zoe again.
He's done after this season.
But so let's go ahead and talk a little bit about Wade and kind of his struggle with moving and all that because you can tell he's not wanting to. I mean, it's probably really cool to see them slip that napkin on over with a big old salary. I bet it's a lot of money for franchising. But at the same time, is it worth, like, moving somewhere you don't know, wearing a tie, sitting in an office, doing something you don't want to do when you've built this business on your own and it'll be just so as successful as you want it to be?
Yeah. I think the problem is that the way this was presented to us, it's like that lady, what is her name? Is her name Michelle? I don't know.
I don't think so.
But I don't know. She just is like, this is what you're going to do. This is who I am. We're franchising. Right. And I feel like when it's his restaurant that he's making into a franchise, wouldn't he have a little bit more say as far as how things go?
I would think so. So I wouldn't be sitting at a desk letting them. I'd be in the restaurants making it different in each city.
So that to me was unrealistic in that in real life, obviously, he would have more bargaining room to be like, no, this is what I'm going to do. I'm actually not going to be behind a desk. I'm actually not going to wear a tie. I'm going to be...
Then again, he has no clue. You know, he's a small town dude. He's not thinking big like that. And I don't think that's what the Rammer Jammer is. They're trying to be symbolic here and show us, like, it's unique. It's small town. It's for Bluebell only, you know? And obviously, I would have guessed that Wade wasn't going to leave.
I thought he was going to leave and then come back. Like, leave and get there and be like, this wasn't what I expected. Like, you know.
But in the end.
I'm a small town guy.
So you see him, and we'll get to Zoe talking and all of that, but, like, you see him and Joel at the car at the end, and he's like, you know, and Joel's been saying, is this really what you want to do? It doesn't seem like that's you. And then he looks over at Zoe. Do you think he chose not to go because it wasn't the gig he wanted, like, that's really not the job, like, he loves Bluebell, or was it, like, Zoe's keeping me here? Or both, or what?
I would maybe say a little bit of both, but I feel like the job more so than Zoe.
Okay, so let's get to Zoe then and how he reacted. Because that was that meatball.
Can I just make a comment really quickly about small towns? I feel like this show is a great example of how small towns try to hold people back from going. Like, this is not you. Like, this is not you to, like, sit behind a desk. And I just don't like that. I mean, obviously, I got out of my small town, like... You got out of yours. Yeah. But it's just like, I feel like people should go and at least experience something before you knock it.
I get it. But I also think it's hard to do when you grow up in that. Like, I mean, I'm saying a lot of my, like, friends and stuff. Like, when you grow up like that, it is, you're just, that's your life. That's what you're connected to. And a lot of people are afraid of change. They don't want to do it. And that's fine.
And it's also other people in towns, too, that play the Joel role and play the role of, you know, people being like, oh, we're going to miss you a lot. And, you know, it's going to be hard in the big city and it's going to be this and that and that. So I don't know.
I don't think Joel was playing that role. I mean, I know you didn't like him in this episode, but I thought he was I mean, I think he's good. He loves Wade. Remember how much he looked up to him? He's like, Wade, he's a man. I think he was trying to be like.
I don't see you as a tie guy. Like,
but it's true.
Think it's true. But to me, it's like, Joel, okay, you knew him for like a few episodes. What do you know?
I know, but I think it's also that Wade is now, like, he's successful, and now look at this, I could franchise, like, I could keep on being successful, what, you know, people didn't expect this of me, look what I could do, but is it really what I want? And I think he almost needed someone to be like, doesn't seem like you, just to kind of validate that it's okay if he doesn't do it. Because sometimes people just don't want to do it, they don't want to move away, they want to stay there, and that's okay. And I think he needed that. Hmm. I really do.
He's not going now, so... Doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's not going. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But let's talk about Zoe. Did you expect her to profess her love to him in front of everybody?
Well, I mean, we, I guess, predicted that it was going to be part of the announcement she was doing, or like nuptials or whatever.
Yeah, because you hear her say, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just weird. I don't know. I felt so, like, I was actually, like, watching it. Like, oh, it's so uncomfortable. Like, it's so uncomfortable. Because it's so vulnerable in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Like, in front of everyone in this town. And you can see people, like, you'll see, like, George kind of being like this. And, like, people are a little uncomfortable. Yeah. Why wouldn't you just do that in person? But I guess it's because she, it's, like, she needs to show him.
Yeah, she thought she was running
him.
Out of town. I think she thought she was running out of time.
I thought it was more like, I'm going to show him just how much I love him and do it in front of everybody.
Oh. Well, see, I thought it was the time thing, because whenever she's like, no, like, we're going to still have time to say goodbye. It's not a goodbye, right? And, like, she's in the middle of saying that, and he kind of gets, like, cut off and, like,
no,
stolen away.
Sense.
So I'm like, maybe she thinks that, like, it's going to be kind of like one of those things where everything keeps going wrong. He keeps getting, like, pulled away from her, and she's
Could
never
going
to have a chance. So she just took the bulls by the horn and went with it. And I think it would have been less awkward if, like you said, the audience had done like a standing ovation or something, like, yes, like, our favorite couple is back together, but they all just kind of sat there like crickets.
But it's awesome. But it's weird. Like, what do you say when it's like, he just professed his love to her? He was dating her cousin. Like, there's so much uncomfortable stuff surrounding it, but I don't know. I'm glad she did it, and I think Wade needs that, though. Again, he needs someone to be able to tell him and to validate it, and I think that's what she did, and she did it in front of everyone. Like, there's no way that he can be like, you were just saying it, like, you know, if it was one-on-one or something like that. Like, she did this in front of everyone. They all know how she feels, and that's putting herself out there. That's hard. And he walks out. He walks out and doesn't say anything.
What is his deal?
He's a brooding... I don't know.
Like, I don't like the way he's been acting. Maybe I'm being too tough on him, but...
Well, I don't like how he treated her with Vivian.
With Vivian.
And let's talk about Vivian.
Yeah.
Because back she comes.
Yeah. And he just is like, okay, Wade, the reason y'all broke up in the first place was because of you. Because you did her wrong.
So, like, Zoe, right.
Yeah, Zoe. So, like, instead of being a jerk, like... I mean, and I know maybe they've gotten past that whole thing, but, like, he should be honored that she's even thinking about giving him another chance instead of, like, oh, we'll see. Uh-huh. Like, trying to play hard to get. He doesn't have any leverage to play hard to get.
He doesn't.
He needs to be chasing after her. She's the catch, in my opinion.
I agree.
So he's getting on my nerves.
Well, I agree. I think they're trying to show, like, the power struggle between the two, you know, like, who cares more? Like, you know how relationship, like, it goes back and forth occasionally. It's just he doesn't. She's so nice to him. She cares for him, and he sees that. But why is he having such a hard time expressing that to her now after he's just grown so much with Vivian?
In his relationship with Vivian. Yeah.
Maybe he's still like, oh, I did that, and look what happened. And it's like, did you really expect it? She's got a son. The husband comes back in the picture, and he admits it was right. And that was, again, a real quick closure thing between him and Vivian, but, like, she don't care. Girl's like, I'm happy. He
and she
treats
had a ring
right.
on, too, so I guess they're back together. Yeah. They're married.
Okay. I mean, we knew that was going to happen, but, man, it was so, like, hot and heavy for it to end so quickly and her, like, leave and, you know, again, pushing him and Zoe back together. But
he's a rebound.
He knows. But he did grow. Now it seems as if he's, like, slowly.
Like, taking two steps back.
But then again, he did show up at the wedding. He was leaving until... You see him talking to Joel and looking, and he's like, what is it? And he looks over, and he's like, oh. So what was he trying to say with those eyes? Because I need a little bit more.
Yeah, you were like, it's all in the eyes. Look at the eyes. I'm like,
no, that was at the end.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about when Joel's like, oh, because he looks over at Zoe, and he looks back, and he's like, so that's why you want to stay? I was very confused by that. It's like, you're leaving, but she's pulling you back. She's keeping you here a little bit. Is that what I think he was trying to say? He just doesn't want to admit that out loud.
I guess. I don't know.
Anyways, he shows up at the wedding.
That's so unrealistic. It's 2014. You can like someone and live in different towns.
Yeah, but he's Bluebell all the way. That's how they met in the first place. It's not going to happen like that. You know?
I think he should have went and experienced some Atlanta women and done his thing.
I think
got
he's
it all out of his
enough
system.
Women.
No, got it all out of his system. And then had a real come to Jesus moment. Zoe, this, you know what? I'm done with the games.
But you know what? I disagree. Because I think he's gotten it out of his system. And that's what happened when he cheated on her in the first place. And now he has started to grow and he's got to continue growing.
But he still has something in his system. Something that's making him be stubborn and...
I think he's afraid. The difference is, I think it was easy for, I don't know, Vivian wasn't Zoe. It was almost easier for him to meet someone new, and she was kind of random at first, and to open up, and he focused more on, like, it was still a catch for him because he had that kid to kind of overcome mm-hmm. to be able to get into Vivian's good graces. Zoe, like, that's where his heart is. That's where he, like, has to, I mean, he really would have to be open, and it's hard for him.
You think he still thinks he's not good enough for Zoe?
I don't think it's that anymore. I think he's shown it, but maybe deep down he's still like, is it going to work? That's what he said. He's like, we've already tried this. We're different people. And then she's like, but you've grown so much, you know, like, you've hurt me, and like, I can put it past us. But I don't know. It's really weird.
It is weird.
Don't know what it is that he's holding back, and maybe that's some of the stuff we'll see. But like, then she's always there for his dad. Like, she's there for him, and she has definitely shown that, which I think almost is really would be harder for her after what he did, for her to open up like that and care enough and say it and be there for the dad and like care about every facet of his life.
Yeah, he's unappreciative, little jerk.
Yeah, I don't know. He needs to be the one expressing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially like, so they're talking when he comes to the wedding, which right there shows like Zoe's keeping him there a little bit, even if it's like he doesn't want that job. Zoe's a reason that he's staying there. And he's like, don't read into this, seriously. And it's like, why are you making her off like this? Like, I don't know, it bothered me a little bit with that. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, but then at the end she's like, and I'm not giving up, and I'll show you, and I'll work hard no matter how long it takes. And then she kind of walks away, and that's why I was like, watch the eyes, because you see him smile, and you see a little hint of a smile in his eyes, like that he loves her.
Yeah.
But there's something that's holding him back from being open and saying, you know what? I love you too.
Yeah. But is it a smile of like, oh, I love her? Is it a smile of like, I got her where I want her?
No, it's a smile of,
I think it's both a little bit.
I don't think it is. I don't think it's like, has any negative, what's the word? Like, manipulative. I don't think it's anything like that. I think it's like, could this be happening? But I'm a little bit standoffish because what if something bad goes wrong again? But that is the girl I love and she's going to fight for me. Like, it's a little bit like surprise, but skepticism. I think he's scared. Mm. But he's got to get past that. We can't be scared forever because we're going to get bored.
And she needs to, I'm going to fight for you. Don't do that.
I'm glad she said it. I think she said it. I don't think she needs to say it again.
Yeah, don't say it again.
Because she has told
don't
him
do any
completely.
Speeches anymore, Zoe. He gets it. And
I don't think she needs to anymore.
No.
Because that just makes her look like a needy lady. And it's like,
SS desperation.
Nobody needs. Well, let's get to that desperation boat. Oh, Lemon. She's the one hiccuping now. Wait, there's so many like hiccuping
ladies.
I know, and
we still have to talk about Annabeth.
Well, let's talk about Cricket and Annabeth.
Okay, yeah.
So the next hiccuping, so finally when Zoe admits it and we see kind of what's happening, and that's going to, come back to season 4, something better be brewing.
Okay.
But then we get to Cricket. She's the next one hiccuping, trying to do her dang 10-year wedding renewal. And he's talking about his Pilates instructor being part of it. She's talking about how he uses a hair dryer more than she does. Like, how obvious is it that he's gay, right? I mean, all along, we've kind of thought that. We've caught it and been like, he's gay. They sing
She's
show tune.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we've said all along. And I wonder if Brandy knew it when she was actually in here, because she's like, oh, she's the beard. Like, oh.
She was.
She
now
may
I
have known.
I got it now. It's a little...
But we were way off because, bum, put it bum. She's gay. That would have been the unbelievable part, I think. Not the unbelievable, just the unexpected, like, twist. Didn't expect her to be the gay one.
I would have liked to have seen her girlfriend.
I don't think she has a girlfriend yet. I think she's just, like, she's been a very dedicated...
Well, how does she know she's gay, then?
Well,
maybe she's bi-curious or something.
Well, who knows? But I don't even know, because he's got to be the one.
Or maybe she's just been living with him so long that she thinks she's gay because she's so repulsed by him as a man that she thinks she's turned off from all men. You know what I'm saying?
It could be anything.
I'm just not... I mean, I don't want to say anything that would seem stereotypical, but I'm just not buying her as...
I don't know.
A lesbian.
I wouldn't... I would have never guessed it either, but Annabeth was saying, like, to her, you know, you can let go of the charade. Like, you have been a doted, caring wife for 10 years. Like, she's tried at this marriage.
You think Annabeth knew already? Or you think
Annabeth thought... No, I think everybody's thought the dang Stanley was gay. You see that woman getting her champagne saying, that's not all he is. Like, they all thought he was the gay one. That was very unexpected.
And then he runs off. That was funny, though.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was a good twist, honestly. I would have never guessed it because Stanley got a band to come out at some point.
They're probably, like, in the writing room and someone's like, yeah, and then Stanley's going to come out. And then someone's like, no. Wait. She's gay.
So I guess we'll see kind of what happens. Maybe she'll be a whole new cricket when we come back. So
maybe she'll just be...
Check off the hiccups Chad for her. Maybe they'll just check. Yeah, you never know. Cut her hair and off. Then we got Annabeth. She found out her quirk from her maybe potential fiancé,
Davis. Well, we knew he was a serial killer all along.
Why would he? He literally has 100 pairs of the same tennis shoe lined up perfectly in his closet that he keeps locked.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, it just makes me love you for who you are. And it's like, I'd be like, no way you got all those tennis shoes.
Well, I get what they were trying to do here. Obviously, they were trying to have him expose some kind of like flaw that made it acceptable for her to then dump him.
That's not acceptable, though. He's just got lots of tennis shoes. One he wears to breakfast, one he wears to run.
But, you know, something for her to have an excuse to kind of be like, okay, this guy is not going to work. But with that being said, I get what they were trying to do, but it could have been something a little bit more like he has OCD, which, I mean, I guess the tennis shoes is ultimately like OCD, but maybe that he was cleaning a lot or really?
Well, but she didn't use that as an excuse. She told him the dang truth when she finally made her decision, which right there, I think if someone can't tell you right away if they want to marry you,
definitely,
he should probably think twice. And I'm sure he was deep down, but she does say it's not fair when I'm in love with someone else. So she admits the exact reason as to why she doesn't want to get married to him. She's obviously still in love with LaVon.
He was her rebound.
And she admits it. So that's not happening. Hiccups corrected again.
Yep.
But you do see a little bit of... LaVon and Lemon, they're talking, you know, and it's like, oh, Annabeth's getting married, you know, and Lemon says to LaVon, she's like, I mean, you could tell her and she wouldn't, you know, you could say something and she wouldn't do it. She wouldn't say yes to him and he still doesn't want to do it.
Yeah. Cause then he says something about like telling someone else. Or, like, maybe the relationship was, like, all in his head. And she's
right,
like,
all
it
the
wasn't...
other relationships.
Yeah, and she's like, it probably wasn't in your head. So I wonder if she knows that he's referring to their relationship.
Oh, they definitely did.
You think she knows?
Because he was saying, he was like, this was, like, the only real one I had. I think the other ones I made up in my head. Because it wasn't, like, real since they cheated. Like, it wasn't out in the open kind of thing like it was with Annabeth. But she's like, it wasn't all in your head. She felt the same way that he thought she felt.
Mm-hmm.
So... And I don't know, it's just like, it's going to be a little bit weird, I think, depending on what happens. But here we go again with the whole Annabeth, Lemon, LaVon triangle.
I know.
Maybe. But anyway,
square.
So...
You mean love square.
Well, yeah. Because now we got Georgie. Georgie Tucker. G-Tuck. So, and then that's kind of, she's the last one, because here she is. Grandma Betty will give her $100,000. To help Fancies if she will go find a husband.
Mm-hmm. I'd like, be on that boat.
Well, I'd be taking that $100,000. I don't have to find a husband. It's a cruise for a month. I'm going to get tan. SS Desperation. Like, you can say whatever you want. If I come back looking on point and I got $100,000 in my pocket and no husband, it'll all work out. But she does go. And Zoe tries to tell her. She's like, real love still exists. Don't get on that boat. Come back. Because I think she knows, too, that Lemon, there's LaVon, and there's George. And there's still something. Closure has to be found for all of them.
Does she know about Lemon and LaVon?
Yes.
Who knows?
Zoe was the one that knew first because LaVon opened up and she kind of figured it out. Now everybody knows. But Lemon, that bad service. And that other boy brings her one of those fruity drinks.
He looked like Andy Cohen to me.
He was an
like a not cute Andy Cohen.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah,
he said,
bad.
Lemon Breland, I've heard of you. And she starts hiccuping. So obviously she's not meant to be on this boat. And she knows
have just
it.
She jumped overboard and
just get off.
Just called it quits at that
but
moment.
But then again, I mean, she could come back looking on point with $100,000 and go find the one she figured out she loves when she was on that ship.
Do you think she's going to meet someone on the ship?
I think. Let's hold that for predictions.
Okay.
But did you expect, so here they all are sitting with Don Todd after he tells his wife and now he's got closure and he can move on. And you see LaVon be like, oh, well, what happened? You know? And he's like, well, I should have told her 4 years ago. I shouldn't have kept waiting. So he's like, there's a rental car place. He goes and gets in the car. Now, any viewer would think, is he running to Annabeth? Because she's still in love. Could he be running to her instead of letting her go? Mm-hmm. Or Lemon? Those were the two that I thought. I automatically went with Lemon, though. Because I've said that. I was like, something's got to still happen.
You did say that.
I thought so. And then you got George. So what happened? Like, why did you think you didn't work out, Don Todd and your wife? Well, we fought all the time. We just didn't want to tell each other how much we cared. So he's like, here we go, Lemon. Mm-hmm. So they get him in the car and they both are yelling for her. And they look over and you said it. You said it while we were watching. No, no, no. They were both saying, no, no, no. Now what's going to happen? They finally have overcome this. What are they going to do? Are they going to move on together, you know, and be like, you know what? I don't know. Because then it's almost like they're going to do that night fighting again and she gets to pick between two guys.
Yeah. To win, somebody's got to lose. And I think that's what I don't want to deal with. So maybe that's why I wanted it to be Annabeth, just so it could be like, I don't have to stress out anymore. Annabeth goes to
it's just not
LaVon. Lemon goes with George.
But it's not, because we've never gotten to see Lemon and LaVon. And I think that's what's exciting about a season four, because we don't know what's going to happen and who she's going to pick or if she's going to find the love of her life on the ship. I don't think viewers will be too happy about that happening. But then again, you saw Zoe come back with a boyfriend. Now it looks like Zoe's life's kind of working out. Lemon could come back with somebody new, and it just takes time to get rid of that one.
Please, not that guy that she was talking to.
I know. She knew. She was like, she making faces, and she's like,
I've done that before. You just want that free drink.
She's holding out for that money. She knows what she really wants is fancies right now. And she said she's had two great loves. She knows. So it just
depends. She was actually going to, you know, not go and not get the money.
Mm-hmm.
I just think she's a little bit scared, because she doesn't know that the guys are there. So I think she's scared that she's going to be alone. And so she just wants to tie up her life so in this pretty little package and be the restaurateur and be the wife and be everything.
But that's what we tried to break down with Lemon the whole time. It's like, stop trying to be that package with beautiful bow. Like, it's got to get real, and it's got to get real with George and with LaVon.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot that has to be talked about.
Well, I have a prediction about that, so whenever you want to do predictions.
Are we ready? We covered all the rest of them. I do have to make one comment about the sweetest wedding between Brando and Sylvie, like, talking about how they found true love twice, and it was just so cute, and like, you know? So then Zoe's like, oh. So it can happen. It can happen for these people in Bluebell. Good things. Good things for season four. Okay, let's get into the prediction.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Okay, let's start with Zoe and Wade. When we come back, season four, what's happening?
When we come back, season four, he's still being a pain in my butt and giving her a hard time. They eventually get together right off into the sunset. Okay. I mean, not to say that next season will be the last season, but whatever season is the last season, they'll obviously end up together.
Right. I think they may come back
As Zayd.
Mm-hmm. I think they could come back as Zayd, and that starts it off, because that gives us time to focus on this other square. Mm-hmm. So let's get to that, because that's really where the predictions lie. I think Zoe and Wade, they're finally, like, we're seeing the hints of that final relationship. Okay, so what's going to happen with Lemon and LaVon and Wade? I mean, and George?
I just think that ultimately, as much as I do want to see the relationship between Lemon and LaVon, I don't think it's going to work. I think her personality is a little bit too strong for him, or too, I don't know. I just don't see them meshing well.
I don't know that I've seen enough of them to like them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I like George and Lemon, if they can be honest and open, but has it been there, done that for 15 years? You know what I mean? Now all of a sudden you're like, I left her at the altar, now I want to be with her.
But I think that's what kind of happens in life. It's kind of like a been there, done there thing. And you're with someone for so long that you kind of want to step out and see if the grass is greener on the other side. And generally speaking, it's not always greener on the other side. So I don't know. Just in my opinion, I think that her being as bossy as she was. And I mean, maybe he'll like that, because I guess she.
Who, LaVon?
LaVon, yeah.
I think they have to try it for us to want her and George to be back to have her and George back together. I think LaVon and Lemon have to try it, but I think she's going to come back and neither one of them. I think either the guys are going to be like, we realized. Do we really want to go through this again? They talk it through. Or Lemon's going to come back with a guy and they can't tell her. There's going to be some sort of twist with that whole situation. Because they're not going to be waiting, both of them, when she gets off the ship, ready to tell her, I don't think. Or maybe they are and she walks off. You know, you just never know.
And
I really don't know what's going
to
happen there.
And into the whole equation? Because obviously she still loves, that's huge too, she still loves
But it's
LaVon.
Not. It's not. And you never know, maybe it's AB and George and LaVon and Lemon and Zoe and Wade.
No.
I mean, it's not going to be LaVon and Annabeth.
It's not going to be LaVon and Annabeth. I agree. No. Annabeth. But I'm just saying, as far as the decision for Lemon and LaVon to have a relationship, obviously she's going to have to take into account the fact that Annabeth just left her fiance for LaVon. That would be just totally heartless to be like, well,
but,
sorry, you don't have anyone to marry now. LaVon likes me, so we're going to date. Are you okay, Annabeth?
But
okay,
we could
come
back in 4 months and Annabeth has somebody else. We don't know how they're going to bring it back.
I don't know how they're going to bring it back. But I guess we'll see.
Yeah, because
we will.
Who are we getting off stressed out over these
we are.
Predictions? And we don't know what's going to be going down. But I think it's going to be good. I think we got some good things brewing for season 4 of Heart of Dixie. You guys, thanks for joining us through this season. We're going to get you some good guests in next year. Cricket, she can come and tell us about her newfound sexuality. Yeah. We've got Annabeth telling us who she loves. I mean, we'll bring some people in next year. Thanks for tuning in with us. I'm one of your hosts, Whitney Lane. You can find me on Twitter at Whitney Lane Fern and on my website, whitney-lane.com.
Thank you guys for watching, tuning in, listening, all that jazz. I'm Michelle Renee. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Michelle Renee TV.
We will see y'all next season.
We will.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.